We'll do a special class on Kiddushin, page Pei Aleph, which actually begins on page Pei in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lo yitiyached adam im shtei nashim. Man shouldn't be alone with two women. We know that a man is prohibited from touching a woman that's not his wife or his mother or daughter, so he's also prohibited from being alone with other women. A woman may be alone with two men, because if the two men, we'll see later on in the Gemara is going to say, two kosher men, each one's going to ensure the other one doesn't misbehave. Rabbi Shimon adds that if a man's own wife is with him, so he's allowed to be alone with two other women, because his wife is going to ensure he behaves. Now this is an interesting point, halachically. A Jewish man is going to behave in his wife's presence. This tells us something about the relationship in Judaism. A non-Jewish man, you cannot assume that he won't misbehave in his wife's presence. Meaning he's capable of being intimate with another woman even when his wife is there. I'll tell her, stay out of this. I'll get back to you. And in a Jewish marriage, then the assumption is that she won't let him get away with it. So that's an interesting point. I got a Shaila this week. A girl who volunteers in a house where the woman and her daughters live with the woman's boyfriend. So she asked, is there a problem of yichud there? Because the mother has her boyfriend, who she's been with for years, and the mother. And this girl volunteers to teach one of the daughters. So she asked, is there a problem of yichud? So this Mishnah tells us that if there's a married couple, so then so long as his wife is present, we assume he's going to behave. But here they are not married. They're a boyfriend and a girlfriend. They might be intimate. They might be living together for a while now. They're still not married. So that does not permit her being in the house, this volunteer, this young lady. So that's relevant to our Mishnah. Okay. We're going to skip down in the Gemara. The Gemara says, when can a woman be alone with two men if they're kosher men? But if they are men who are unruly, so then even if there are 10 men, she wouldn't be allowed to be there. That's why we discussed earlier this year that you're not allowed to walk into a bar, because in certain bars, everything goes on. So there's a problem of yichud. No one's embarrassed from anyone else. There are bars that have special rooms for people to do all kinds of improper things. So that would be prohibited. You're not allowed to walk into such a place. The whole idea, or men also, because the only reason why it's permissible to be there, you're saying it's not yichud because so many people are here. But if all the people aren't embarrassed from one another, that's what the Gemara brings a story. That there was a woman who wanted to commit adultery with other men. So they made a deal. Her husband, I guess, was out on a business trip. She made believe she died. And then they carried her out in a coffin, these 10 men. And then they went out and had a party with her. So she was in on it, and they were in on it. And you had 10 men going out into the woods with her. They figured they wouldn't. The rabbis would never let it happen inside the city. So they found an excuse. And then suddenly she's alive the next day. Wow, how did that happen? You know, we had a funeral yesterday for her. That's the example the Gemara gives, that even 10 people won't necessarily be embarrassed of one another if they're unruly people. So,
one of the most legitimately strange stories I think I've ever heard.
Right, okay.
It's not so crazy to think of the extent people go to.
No, that's fair. Now that point's fair enough.
Okay, so the Gemara says, you know, 10 people get together and rob a bank, and they're not embarrassed from one another. So there are people who are not embarrassed, right? You have a guy who says, if my neighbor would know I was cheating on my taxes, I'd be embarrassed. Then you have a guy who says, let me get together with my neighbor, and together we'll cheat on our taxes. He's not embarrassed. That's what the Gemara is saying, that two men are only good in the area of Yichud when they're two men who could be trusted, that they'd be embarrassed from one another. But if they're unruly men, so then you could have 10 men, and still not and still doesn't help. There's still a problem of Yichud. The Gemara then says that this, even two men, is only good if they're in a city. But if they're traveling, you need three. Why? Because one of them might need to go use the restroom. He'll walk off, and then the other guy remains alone with a woman. So this is another area where people make a mistake, especially when they get engaged, is that two men only help if they're awake. But what happens if everyone goes to sleep? Very often a person's engaged, and so his kala invites him for Shabbos, and then they sit up in the living room, and everyone else goes to sleep. So everyone's sleeping. No one's walking in on them. So there they have a problem of yichud again. Sleeping people...
I thought, for example, if you know, you leave the door open, so potentially somebody can watch.
Yeah, but when you know no one's walking in.
Well, you know, but
2 o'clock in the morning, you know no one's walking in.
Anybody could wake up to go use the bathroom.
Yeah, could. Yeah, but that's exactly the point. You know, I'll tell you a funny story.
What's the difference between that and somebody walking in? You know, I get up all the time at 19 years of age.
So maybe when you're around, then that's a good thing, right? but generally, people don't have that worry. I was on a date. Okay, we'll move on. The Gemara says we have a rule that if a woman was alone with a man, we might give him lashes, but we won't tell her she can no longer go back to her husband. That's called Malkin ala Yichud vein Osrin ala Yichud. We might punish a person if he was alone with a married woman, but we won't tell her husband, look, your wife cheated on you. No one saw. You don't know.
So you whip them both, no?
What?
You whip them both.
It's a possibility sometimes. Sometimes you don't want to because you don't want people to say her children came from the other guy. So you don't want to make things too public. The Gemara says there's a story Rabbi Kivager has in his responsa where they were talking about a woman that maybe she was committing adultery with another man. And then one morning, this guy gets up early and he looks out the window and he sees his neighbor's house. And he sees this guy that everyone's saying is committing adultery with that married woman peek out of the door. He knows the guy's away on a business trip. And he sees the suspected adulterer looking out the window, peeking up the street, peeking down the street, seeing that no one's there, and then making a dash across the street out of that woman's house. So they asked Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager said, you know, even though they did something wrong, they were alone in the house. You don't know what happened in that house. That's this Gemara. There's a prohibition of yichud, but just because people transgressed it doesn't mean that you know what happened. You don't know. You know they were alone in the house. You don't know what happened. So we're not going to say the children aren't his, and we're not going to say that he's prohibited from coming back to his wife. You don't know if she committed adultery. That's this Gemara. Okay, we continue. It says, Marzutra... we'll move forward just a second. What happens if a woman's husband is in town? So if he could walk in on them anytime, so then we assume nothing wrong is going to happen there because he could walk in anytime. So that's what I'm saying. The husband in the city, that depends. If her husband works on the other end of town and you know he has to take a train ride and it's going to take him an hour to get here, it's a little difficult to rely on that. Okay, we'll move forward. There was a girl who was captured, and they redeemed her. They paid the pirates. They bought her back, and they were on their way to bring her back home to her family. So they didn't. It was getting nighttime, evening, and they didn't know where to leave her to spend the night. So they came to a rabbi who was known for his piety, Rav Amram Chasida. And when everyone went to sleep, So they took away the ladder so no one would be able to climb up, so the woman would have her privacy and no problem of yichud. And we'll pick up here in a second. I'm sorry.